To the Perpetual Noob Machine. We are your pioneers of poor decisions. I'm Bill.
I'm Sid.
And I'm special guest Eric.
And this month we... Oh, shit, the auction house on Guild Wars 2 is back up.
Oh, are you kidding me? Jesus Christ.
Go, 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 go.
Oh, God. Okay.
Okay, it's down again. Oh, Bill, you got me all excited over nothing.
I got in there for just long enough to look.
They do have the new lion with a hard hat symbol on.
Yeah, that's good. So that's good. The whale's still in and out.
Yeah.
Still, should make it short. What were we doing again?
I think it was a podcast.
Guild Wars 2?
If it's me, that's just like any given night. I could be on any one of like 10 podcasts.
Maybe you have a problem.
You gotta narrow it down. I have a distinct set of problems.
Okay. Oh, I remember. It was Vindictus, a free-to-play Steam game that was a game?
Maybe.
It was definitely a game. You could play it.
Yeah.
And we did for almost a month. Now, as we like to do, we are going to read the Steam store description for you, so you really get an idea of what kind of game this is. Eric, would you like to read the description or the features?
I'll do the description.
Okay. So,
about Vindictus. In a world tarnished by battle and despair, the remnants of mankind cling to an ancient prophecy. One day, when all of humanity's enemies are slain, the goddess will return to bring them to a mystical land of paradise called Arran. But the fight has waged for too long, and humanity is losing hope. It's time for the brave to grab their weapons, carve a path outside their feeble fortifications, and bring the prophecy to pass. Featuring brutal, physics-based action, Vindictus is a fast-paced action RPG with stunning graphics and destructible environments. Customize your character and gear, join forces with your friends to take down tough bosses, and unravel the truth of the ancient prophecy. Will your actions be enough to awaken the goddess and summon forth Arran?
No, they will not.
Not at all.
So we've got a few brief key features. They're not as descriptive as some of the other games. First of all, action gameplay enabled by modified Source Engine.
Oh, it's Source Engine.
Like I said, it is action. Dynamic and challenging party play.
No.
Party play sounds like a sex thing. I'm just going to put that out there.
So I guess we have to be more open-minded in our interpretations of these.
Sid, take your pants off!
That was last game!
On.
That's true. My bad. Innovative quest system. If by innovative you just strictly mean hard to figure out. Gear crafting and customization.
Sure.
Okay. You can put that in most games. And the final key feature is that it is free to play.
That is one of its strongest points.
That is correct.
It isn't saying much.
Now, let's get straight to it. Sid, how much did you spend on this game?
Well, I decided to be a bit more frugal this time and spent $0.
Yeah. I'm really cutting back.
This is actually a first for me so far in the free-to-play podcast, but I have actually spent no dollars on this one.
You didn't buy this years ago?
No, thankfully it wasn't available. It came out free to play because they knew it was bad.
Yeah. Here's a first for me. I spent $5.
Oh my God.
Yes.
What did you buy?
I got frustrated that the stupid inner armor thing was constantly making my character look dumb because it was just this big bulky shirt and pants that were just always visible. So I saw you could earn free points, so I just kind of clicked on videos until it gave me, like, $2.50 worth of credits. And then they stopped letting me do that. So I was like, ah, fuck it. I just gave him $5.
That's funny.
Wow.
Just so my character would look less dumb.
Yeah, $5 so that you could see his character's cleavage. Money well spent.
Yep. It was week two. I was still having quite a bit of fun with it at that point, actually. So
at that point.
That'll change.
All right. So before we get into day one, we have a couple of voicemails in our voicemail box.
Before we go into that, don't we like to describe our characters first?
Oh, God damn it. Yeah.
Right. I'm getting good with the structure. I forgot a bunch of stuff every other time. But this time I'm on the ball.
This time you're on it.
Now, we didn't have a very cohesive theme this time.
Yeah, unfortunately.
We just made semi-serious, semi-jokey characters. But the guild was great. I think the guild name was fantastic.
Yeah, the best part about the guild name is that the guild name couldn't fit on the guild list. So, if you'd like to say what the guild's name is supposed to be.
The full name is, in all caps, The Brutal Bunch.
Which the guild
this
list
game, as we mentioned, prizes its brutality.
Yeah. Which the game list, or guild list, could only put it as The Brutal Bun, which is great.
That's pretty good. For a while, the guild description was, and we got one random person that joined the guild that was not part of the show.
Oh, fun.
Like, immediately. It's right away.
All right,
I think his name was Damn!
Appropriate.
Yeah.
So, Bill, what was your Vindictus character?
Well, Vindictus went with one of the weird routes that some of these free games do, where rather than giving you classes and genders and races and all that, it gives you four characters when we started, five a little later, apparently, to choose from, and then you edited them and named them.
Yeah.
So I took the sword and board chick, so I was just like, all right, I've tried mage previously because I have played this a couple times before. Yeah. Mage
and
was a Bill lot of fun.
Is the best tank.
I'm the best tank. Oh, we've established this.
It's true.
So I was just like, I think I will invent block. And I went with the sword and board chick, and I named her Vestina, which is one of the few go-to names when I can't come up with anything, because it's a really obscure and admittedly pretty bad President of the United States of America song.
Nice.
Yeah.
I thought it was just because she wore a vest or something.
Yeah, nope. That's what I got out of it.
So. Nope. I went with the dual sword wielding guy named Lan. I forget his name, but
what they originally named.
Yeah, exactly. But out of all the editing, there was nothing I could do that didn't make the guy look like a retarded Leonardo DiCaprio. So I just went, nah, fuck it, and named him DiCaprio, and because it was appropriate.
We should note real quick that you had much more editing options than I did. On the female characters, all you can edit is their hair and their chest size.
Really?
It's entirely ominous, yes.
Actually, then I had fewer, because all I could edit on my guy was his hair, out of three options.
I actually stayed on Skype with a different person that edited that, and apparently she was able to do, like eyebrows and eye color and
what?
Stuff like that. Yeah, she did.
But maybe they added them later because
they added eyebrows. Sure. Guys, the much anticipated eyebrow patches.
All right, Sid.
Well, I actually had a theme for my character.
Oh,
I found out that there was a character class that could grapple everything. Mm-hmm. So I went and I made a big burly black man. Named Grapple Rules.
Now, Sid, that was not your original name for the character, was it?
No. My original name for the character was going to be Super Demolition Christ. But sadly, that did not fit.
And even more upsettingly, you didn't take my recommendation of going the anime route and naming him Burst Christ.
Which would have been much worse.
Man, if we don't do MechWarrior next month, I'm totally going to make a character named Burst Christ. Oh, wait, no, we're doing S4, and I already have... Oh, shit.
Yeah, we already have characters rolled up for that.
Yeah.
And a definite theme, but we will get to that later.
Yeah. Surprise, listeners. All right. Yeah. So, I want to make a call out to John's character, Because yes. Once again, our friend John kind of just took...
He keeps stealing the show.
I know.
It's so awkward.
So he also made the big burly black man with a giant pillar as his weapon. And, crap, I can't actually remember his name, Bill.
His name was Ace Hardchest.
Ace Hardchest. But he had...
In this game, you get to...
Put a little motto in.
My slogan for a while was, better than DiCaprio.
Yeah, because he was. But his was, for a bigger pillar, ask me now. Yeah.
Bigger pillar now, ask me
yeah,
how.
Yeah, pillar now, ask me how. And
it was catchy,
I
rhymed.
Out of my chair.
And it was literal because Sid couldn't figure out how to get the super pillar, and John will not do it.
It's true.
Oh, yeah.
Ben's character, Can I Come? That's a gross name, but he was also the big burly dude. And because night one, they had the big burly dude party.
Yes. It was fantastic.
All burly dudes.
They progressed the best much quicker than night. We did.
All right. So,
more effective.
Before we get into more details of night one, I want to play a couple of the voicemails that some of our fans were kind enough to give to us.
Hey, cool, you're fans now.
Yep.
Yeah.
Hello.
Fans in quotes.
Better. It's that end of the month kind of thing where we do that thing with the game that we play. That's usually pretty bad. So I played Vin.
And that was Dave. Thanks, Dave.
I think that
I'll
was Nate,
remember the
actually.
Name of the game. Huh?
I think that was Nate.
Oh, was that Nate? Oh,
yeah, that was
sorry.
Nate. Dave has yet to play with us. He keeps saying he will, and he tricked us.
Well, one of our friends, Dave, does. But...
Yeah.
Well, thanks, Nate. You almost remembered the name of the game, and we applaud you for it.
And we almost remembered your name.
As you know, quid pro quo.
Yeah.
All right. So we've got one more here. Another short one. This is from Cassidy.
Mm-hmm. I'm apparently supposed to leave a voicemail, but I don't know what to fucking say here. This is Cassidy. I hate pillars, and I made fun of Bill. I'm kind of lame. This is my voicemail, just because Bill wanted me to leave one, so fuck you.
Bill, you slave driver.
I think that segues nicely into night one.
Yeah, sure.
Because she was very prominent in Night 1.
Oh, boy.
Sid will notice that that is significantly less drunk than she was that entire time.
Yep.
I've been to several parties with her, and the catchphrase has become, have another drink, Meg. Yeah.
Yeah. So unfortunately, I was absent for Night 1 because
yes.
I was still out of town. So
for good
you
reason,
guys,
if I remember right.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we got to New Orleans before the hurricane hit, so that was good.
That's how you do.
Yeah, you know, so we got to enjoy the town and not the 70-mile-an-hour winds. It was fantastic.
Sounds fantastic.
Yeah. So you guys, night one.
Yeah. So Sid, my notes are mostly cryptic. I have Pikachu hat. I remember Meg being very excited about that.
Yeah,
I don't know if I actually saw it.
I think I may have a screenshot of that. I'd have to double check.
Okay.
But
if you do, I'll put it in the blog post, but I don't remember that. I wrote it down because she would not stop talking about it. And I think she was on the verge of spending money to get
yeah,
this.
Yeah, I think she was. It was.
I think that was the wine talking.
But yeah.
She did mention that she destroyed pillars. This was the night where we split our parties. And as we mentioned before, you, John, and Ben were in the Burst Christ team.
I don't think that's what we refer to it as at the time, but yes.
Did you have a name for it?
I think it was Team Super Demolition Christ. But,
I'll allow it. But yeah, you guys tore through things much faster than we did because
we
then left me alone with the two mages. Left me alone with the two mages. And
we were fine.
One of them, as mentioned in the voicemail, refused to attack any monsters. She just attacked healers.
Destroying scenery is a very important part of this game.
It is. It is. You almost get a reward.
It might be the core competency of this experience.
Now, to be fair, once you destroy the scenery, you can then pick up the scenery and throw it at monsters, and that's pretty effective. And that's actually kind of fun.
I actually thought that was a really good feature that the game had to offer.
She did not do that. She just wandered around breaking pillars. Now, one thing to note, in that game, anytime you kill a boss, it would take a series of screenshots that are all, like, super stylized at different angles of the boss's final moments.
It tries to be stylized.
It tries. It does an okay job, considering the mechanic and how much effort is put into the rest of the game. I think it does well.
I don't know. Mine were always stuttering. Like,
all... And then after the fact, it gave you a chance to save them. And when you save them, they all actually looked fine. There wasn't any motion blur in any of mine. For the entire night one, it would be me and David's character blowing up a bad guy, and Megan then being off in the corner, looking at like, a wall.
Well, see, you wouldn't have this problem if you had all just rolled as Super Demolition Christ, because we were tearing shit up left and right.
Had we been thinking ahead,
that
if
was
we
could
go
a
back
really
a time,
satisfying
we would not
class.
Anybody to play a different class. We probably would have given this, like, at least 20 points higher of a score.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, like, being able to grapple everything, including bosses, that just made the first night so much more enjoyable.
Yeah, so, I had Clash and
Boss Master. What do you
night.
Mean I can punch him out?
I distinctly remember you guys coming across a boss and going, ah, what is it? Throw Noel at it!
Yeah, we could literally pick up just about any enemy in the game, and there were some of the most wonderful finishing moves that involved just slamming them into a wall repeatedly.
Yeah, game had, more than most games, a definite winner on the class side. If you picked the big burly black guy, you were tops on hit points, tops on toughness, tops on damage, tops on range, crowd control,
generally having more fun than anyone else.
Yeah, it was the definite winner, and it made me very sad that I picked something else.
Yeah, same. Because, as I mentioned before, I took the one with the shield because I was like, okay, I'll block. That'll be cool. And everybody's able to dodge. And if you get to a enemy where their attack is worth blocking, you probably want to dodge instead because your shield doesn't do enough to stop you from getting horribly mutilated. It, like, reduces your damage by 15-20%. Like, it's so worthless. I don't even get to throw the shield like Captain America. At one point, I had two shields, because there was one on my back for a while. I don't know what happened there.
I do remember that.
That was awkward.
Yeah.
You were super disappointed that you could not dual-wield them.
I always want to dual-wield shields. That's why I'm still disappointed in Skyrim. I just wanted to block all the time and make Lydia do all the work. That's all I wanted in that game. But no.
Yeah,
just
I
like
don't
that.
Know why shields in Skyrim count as apparel and not weapons.
Yeah.
That's the dumbest. Anyway, so night two.
Yes.
And I got back on. So when I got back from being out of town, I asked Bill, it's like, all right, what do I have to do to prepare for night two? And he said, well, I'll just get your character up to level 14. And so I got almost there. I think I got to 13. Wait.
In the first night or, in the first week or two, we did actually play a decent amount like outside of the game nights. And we had a decent amount of time.
It's actually very telling.
Yeah, Sid has yet to play at all at any point outside of game nights.
I do think it's very telling that by the second night in the month, I was level 14, and by the time we stopped playing, I was only level 18.
Yep.
It got old quick.
Yeah.
I think I hit no, we all hit 20, because it was required to do the raid.
We
stopped.
I didn't.
It was 17.
Okay, we all meaning the important...
The people who actually leveled.
Yeah. Now, the raid was only 17, I remember that.
By night two, in Aeon fashion, basically, we had split into the higher level people who had actually played the game outside of the
Yeah, which was me, Bill, John, and David.
Yep. And the lower level people that were only playing on Noob Knight proper, which I actually kind of like the balance of that, because Sid keeps winding up in there, so there's always a host to play with. We just only play with him on night one.
Which I think it's actually funny on Guild Wars 2, Sid's character is higher than, well, at least mine.
Not mine.
Yeah.
I got a level 22 engineer.
Jesus.
Yeah.
getting back to
Vindictus. Yeah, getting back to, oh god, this game. Why can't I just play Guild Wars 2? So night
we'll
two,
get to that theme.
Yeah. So night two, they started some event. They started this event where basically you go into the inn building and you talk to the old guy, and he gives you super everything equipment. Just like
all plus 5, plus 10 equipment.
Yep,
that
all the best. It's all blue.
What you get at like level 40, basically.
Yeah, it like quadrupled all of my stats.
Yep.
And they kept this going pretty much all month. So
no, the entire month. I think it ends tomorrow.
Oh, fun. And so all of that stuff that they meant that Bill talked about in the features, where you can craft your own gear and customize your own gear, totally took that out of the entire game loop. It's just like, why do I care about gear? Because I can't make anything that's anywhere near as good as the stuff that you just get for free.
To be fair, those special items only lasted for 3 hours per day.
Which
to be unfair, that's more than what you're going to play this game.
That worked fine for us.
Yeah.
So that was fun, and especially my character's armor came with back blades, so he's got these big sword curved things coming out of his shoulders, and a gimp mask, which was perfect, because it was like the Iron Mask from Man in the Iron Mask, which is a DiCaprio movie.
And to complement that, my character's super armor did not have pants. It technically had a little skirt, but it was completely see-through.
Nice. Yeah, I got a picture of that, actually.
Oh, I've got a few.
I bet.
We have a monthly feature, sir.
So, night two basically consisted of me catching up to John, Bill, and David, who were a couple of levels higher than me. And
we went fishing.
Yeah.
Night two was two things. First of all, it was champagne night, according to Megan. I think she and Creighton drank champagne, but I had a beer. My life fell apart because I stole a beer from my dad.
Oh, man, I remember that.
Yeah, it took me like 2.5 hours to drink that beer.
Yeah, you were pretty loopy by the end there.
I was fucked up. I dropped out of school. It was a rough scene, man.
We were very bored. So,
the other prime feature of Night 2 was something we had discovered shortly after night one had ended, that if you assembled 10 people, which we later found out was up to 10 people, if you assembled 10 people, you could go on a fishing
raid.
A fishing raid. And I was so excited. That was my entire week. We like found out about it on Wednesday, and I was so pumped for those 6 days. I was like, we are going to do a fishing raid. It's going to be retarded.
Yeah. We were actually expecting to have to fight through a raid just to be able to fish.
I wasn't. I was expecting what happened.
Oh, really?
I was just like, there's going to be 10 of us on a boat, and we are going to be fishing.
I was actually expecting, with all the stupidity in the quest, which I'll get to immediately after this, that in order to just do something as simple as fishing, you would have to go on a quest and fight through, I don't know, sea monsters and fish or what the fuck ever. And then, hooray, your reward is you get to fish. I was sincerely thinking and kind of hoping that that was going to be the case. But no, it was just us on a boat. And then I think David said that if you're there for an entire hour, screw you, Dave.
This is why he's not getting most awesome person, because he's a dick.
If you sit there for an entire hour, you got some special title or something in the game that's like, haha, you don't doofus, you were here for an hour. And so, of course, we wanted that thing. We sat there an hour, stupid boat.
An hour and 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Because it didn't trigger. We're just like, maybe if we wait a little longer.
Yeah, maybe if we wait.
And I don't know what's wrong with the medal.
We got nothing for that.
Yeah, except for shame.
lots of shame. Begging bitch incessantly about still being on the boat, which she could have left at any time, but she decided not to, just so she could let us.
Everybody else left, like, 20 minutes in.
We're like, you can go.
This is our sinking ship. You don't have to be in it.
So, that night, apparently, like, and I didn't understand this when we first started playing, you can set all of the missions to hard difficulty. So, back up a little bit to preface this. The way the game plays is you have your little town, and then to go and actually fight stuff, you have to hop on a boat that takes you to an instance. And so you tell the boat where to go, and you can set up these different things, basically setting up the mission details, and then you go and do it.
It always takes you to the same area, and each mission has like three of five different areas rearranged.
Yeah,
every time
it's like running the same dungeon every time.
But one of the things that you can set there on the missions is the difficulty, and you can set it to normal and then hard, and there is literally no difference. Like, you set it to hard, it's ridiculously easy.
There is one difference. On hard, it takes away the boss's HP bar.
Oh, yeah.
Which means that the in-game challenges, like, defeat the boss with items, become impossible.
Yeah.
Because you don't know when the boss is about to die. So you don't know when to start hitting with the items.
Yeah, so that's...
Either you hit him with items the whole time and run out when he's, like, a quarter dead.
No, you can do it... You can murder them with items for
you
the entire damage bar, no problem.
Oh, yeah.
Well, yeah, I just take a huge iron cooking pot and go up and smash him over the head with it.
Repeatedly.
Yeah, so, that was way more effective than us.
One
because you were the good class!
Yeah. One fun note about that I figured out on like the third and final night, because we didn't even play night four. Sorry, people. Is that
we did actually get a decent amount of complaints on that.
Yeah. Hard mode, and you can actually look at the tooltip for it. It says that normal mode, that enemies have high health but low damage. On hard mode, they actually lower the enemy's health. They have lower health than on normal. They do slightly more damage, but they also take way more damage.
Wow.
So,
I did not know that.
Hooray! And they balance.
They drop more items, too.
Yeah, they drop more items. So you can actually clear it faster. And it's not like most things do enough damage to actually make your character care about damage anyway.
Yeah, I
think there was one fight in the entire time I played this where I actually had to drink a healing potion.
We did get
wiped on night three.
Yeah, that's because I forgot to equip healing potions.
Yep, and it was a raid, and we're just like, oh, it's just a really short level followed by just a ridiculously stupid powerful boss. Yep. It actually might have been night two.
And killed that boss with objects, too, that first time.
Yeah, that was dumb.
That was the dumb.
Yeah, that guy had like 8 HP bars or something like that.
Something like that. So, one of the best things about fighting in Vindictus is you have a kick button. R is kick. And you can kick a whole bunch of enemies, and it's really fun.
I reprogrammed my Xbox controller to have that on right bumper, and that was the correct choice.
Yeah. So they have quite a number of titles you can earn for your character that are all based around kicking. So I think by the end of Night 2, all of us had Pro Kicker.
I had that going into this month, motherfucker.
What?
And it was Pro Kicks.
Pro Kicks.
Pro Kicks.
I saw that, and I'm just like,
sounds more ballish.
I had Truth Kicks on this, so I could be Pro Kicks, Truth Kicks. There was also a special kicking title you could get for stomping spiders. So, and they would spawn spiders, and spiders are very weak enemies that you can usually kill with, like, one hit.
One tick.
They stepped on a bunch of them. And we would just...
He was like making spider wine.
Yeah. Have spider stomp parties where the spiders come in and we're like, yay, spiders! And just you can hear the people spamming the kick buttons as your character just stomps spiders. It was quite fun.
And usually you had to fall off a cliff to get to that, too. So there was that.
Yeah, fall off the cliff.
So most of us were mortally wounded while we were doing this. So that was the main way that we took damages, yeah. Just falling.
The most.
I have apparently been doing this wrong.
You have. You should have fallen. Did Aeon teach you nothing?
It really didn't, because I spent all night punching spiders instead of kicking them.
Kicking? You're dumbo. Should have been a good party.
Yeah. So, going further than mentions, I have a note here. So, the way missions are laid out, as Bill said earlier, is that basically each mission consists of 3 to 5 areas that are just the same areas for all the missions in one particular stage,
yes.
Just rearranged somehow. And so each one of these little parts is sectioned off with a little portal door, and then it'll load in the second one once the whole party reaches there. But what it does to do that is when one of your party members reaches that little gate, it tells everyone else to press the F12 button to auto-progress to the next zone. Well, this
people that are familiar with Steam know that F12 also does something else.
So it became screenshot to progress to the next level. Yay! So going through my Steam screenshots, I just have a bunch of screenshots of me running as I'm screenshotting to progress through the game. Oh, so much trash. It's like, all right, sure. Click, click. Little thing would come up. I
so screenshot to progress is one of our entries to this month's Crash to Talk.
Yeah.
You did mention another fun bug.
The best. Yes. So this month's to talk is Mute to Talk, which I actually found out with some extra research after we were done playing. We had a problem on night 3 where people couldn't hear Vent, where it's just like, what happened to Vent? Why is it so quiet? Apparently, the game has its own push-to-talk, and it's the same left control that, Vent usually uses by default as push-to-talk. And the problem is, if you activate the game's push-to-talk, it actually automatically reconfigures your audio levels in Windows to mute everything else and just make it very low volume. So you hit control to talk, and suddenly you can't hear anything. Hooray!
Now, I have avoided that problem like a champion, because by that point I had programmed left bumper my controller to be push to talk. So I didn't have that trouble. It was great. Didn't have to lean forward anymore.
Ugh.
So good.
And his controller. Wizardry.
It's not my fault you guys gave up on your controllers.
Yeah.
Noobs.
The camera controls on that controller were terrible. I was not going to mess with that.
Yeah, I think there were some other basic controls missing, like
being
like able to use your secondary weapon.
Yep.
That was in there. You had to like hold down the control wheel to select it.
No, that did not work.
I know it was in there because I accidentally threw a bunch of
stuff. It was in there. It didn't work.
It worked on accident for me a lot.
Well,
I had to go in and reprogram it. I definitely had to do that to get some basic functions in there. All right.
So, that was night 2. We basically got all the way up. I almost got to level 17 for us to do the raid, but we had to wait till night 3 to do the raid.
Mm-hmm.
So, night 3?
Night 3, we did the raid!
Hey!
Spoiler. I only have one note for night 3.
Yeah.
And it's the best note. It's
Is
a
it
quote.
Secret Mexican?
No. And I apologize.
Because that's what I have on my notes.
Yeah, I forgot about that.
Oh, secret Mexican.
Mine is just a quote, and I think it was Eric that said this, if I recall.
Oh, good.
Yeah. I think you were just trying to describe the game in general, maybe, or just some chaos that we had started, but the quote is, "It's like a car wreck," and you're like, "I want to be in there." Which I think really sums up a lot of this game. We just wanted to be in the car wreck.
Oh, God. Okay. Yeah, I don't know the context for that.
I don't either.
I don't think it's important.
I don't write down context. I hardly write down words. You guys should... I've had to skip over like two or three notes I just simply can't read.
So one of my favorite notes for Night 3 is actually the first actual boss fight that the game tried to do. So a little bit of context here. Every mission culminates in you fighting some sort of boss. It's just like, hey, it's all the enemies you've been fighting, just, you know, a bigger one.
Yeah, and also some of all the enemies you've been fighting, too. Usually there's a swarm.
Yeah, usually they have a swarm.
Which just gives you something to throw at the boss.
Yeah, and all of your attacks hit, like, multiple enemies in, you know, some sort of arcing fashion. So you're just killing these things while you're attacking the boss. It's really no concern whatsoever. But in the ice stage, on one of the earlier missions, they make it a point to take control away from your camera during a fight while you're still getting hit and killing stuff to focus on this hole in the cave where there is a King Kong-sized bear that's, like, roar above the cave. This thing's as big as a building. It is literally, like, 5 stories tall from what it's trying to show here.
And when we say that it cutscenes away to show this while you're still actually playing the game, we don't mean it goes up there for like 5 seconds or something. Yeah. This was almost a full minute where the game's just like, oh no, it's a bear!
Oh god, bear! Have you seen the bear? Take a look at the bear! You're gonna fight the bear! Oh my god, bear!
And then the bear leaves and you don't...
Yeah, and then the bear leaves and you don't fight the bear. You don't even fight the bear in that mission. Or the next mission. Or the mission after that. Like, was it 6 missions or 7 missions later at the very end of the ice stage? And they never remind you about the bear at all during this time. So by the time you've forgotten about the bear, all of a sudden you go into an area where it takes complete control away from your character. You know, doesn't even just shove your screen upwards. It's just like, nope. And it shows a cutscene of some random, like, little knoll enemies that you've been fighting for the past 3 hours. Just sitting having tea or something, and then there's a rumble, oh no, and then the bear, like, comes crashing through the cave, but now instead of being 5 stories tall, it's maybe 1.5. And it's like, oh god, the bear! And it shows you, like, 5 different angles of the bear, and it's just a polar bear. There's nothing special about it, but the game is flipping out, like, oh my god, the bear. And then
it was weirder that there was a polar bear on Lost than there was this giant polar bear.
Yeah.
Like, that's how much impact this has.
And so then we have the boss fight of fighting this bear. And it's the easiest boss fight.
Yeah. To point out, though, we did do a different raid where the boss fight was actually fairly tough. We got wiped, and it took fucking forever. So we're just like, okay, we have another raid. We need to come in prepared. We had all these potions and revive things, and we killed it in, like, less than 2 minutes.
Yeah, I mean, I think it hit me 3 times. It took down maybe 25% of my health.
It might have killed me.
Well, that's just...
But then again, I'm bad with shields.
Yeah. You tried to shield the bear.
It might have killed me, but then again, I had a shield, so what could I do?
Obviously, it's Death Magnet.
I want to put one thing into perspective here real quick. The mission where it shows you the bear for the first time and gets you all pumped up for it, the level requirement for that mission is 11. The level requirement to do the raid fight against the bear
is 20.
20.
God, you're right, so I did hit 20. Jeez. Yep. Yeah, so 9 levels between, oh god, it's a bear, and, hey, you can fight the bear.
And 9 levels of, okay, I know you were tired of fighting gnolls in some temples. We get that. That's cool. How about some kobolds in some caves?
For 9 levels.
How about the same amount of the same thing, only everything's blue now.
Yeah, everything's
blue. A bunch of the monsters were the same monsters, only they colored them blue.
Yeah.
And the best part I thought we were done with that 10 years ago.
The best part is it goes from gnolls in the first stage, the ruin stage, to kobolds in the Ice Age. And if anybody's familiar with their D&D parlance, one of those enemies is much more threatening than the other. So you actually progress to the weaker enemy. Yep. It's phenomenal.
And some of the achievements for fighting gnolls that seemed fun at the time, like defeat a bunch of gnolls with weapons, throw gnolls at people, kick gnolls to death, were just like, oh yeah, cool, this is fun, this gives us something extra to do. You get into the next area after painstakingly doing a bunch of those challenges, and it's just like, kill a bunch of kobolds with weapons, kill kobolds with other kobolds.
Did you
kick the same amount of kobolds to death as you did gnolls? And you're like,
did you think those challenges were fun? We'll do them again!
That's good! And that sums up the game pretty well.
Yeah.
And that is why on night 3 we played for 2 hours instead of the 4.
Yeah,
because Eric was just like, you know what, we're done.
Yeah, you know what, I'm done. I can't do this anymore.
We literally did not progress, not in a noticeable way.
Yeah, from 1 to 20, you can actually buy new skills. But what the game doesn't tell you is that these new skills
are the same skills you had.
They're just called out as being skills, but it's still just
it lights up a little bit, and it maybe does more damage, but it's not insane.
But it's still right or left click, left click, left click, left click, right click.
Yeah, there's still two buttons. There's still two buttons.
Yeah.
And to be fair, Sid did get grapple bosses where he could grapple bigger things. That's a skill.
Nice.
And I did get a charge attack.
I never got anything. I got, here's this combo attack you already had.
I never once hit something with a charge attack. Because I would have to charge it for a while, and by the time I was done charging, everything had left. or had been killed by John.
Yeah, John did play the attack where he could sprint forward and just bowl over everything.
Yeah, he just holds the pillar in front of him, and that's an attack while he's running.
Yeah, so
it doesn't cost him any extra stamina. It doesn't slow him down at all. It's just that now he damages things when he runs by them.
So, again, that's the win class. Everything else is the lose class.
Pretty much.
That was Vindictus.
That was Vindictus. Yeah, night 4, we should point out for the people that didn't yell at me over Steam about this, we wound up not playing at all. And it's not just because of Guild Wars 2, which is the popular belief. Yeah. Yes, we did play that instead, but that was the reason.
the conversation went like this, just to give you a little, insight behind the curtain. So I get online.
And I'm like, Vince,
Bill's there. Sid's nowhere to be found. And I'm like,
I was trying to walk in. Go ahead.
Yeah. Do we have to play Vindictus?
Pointed this out to me like half an hour before Noob Knight started that Vent was gone. David was fucking hardcore. He got above level 30, I'm pretty sure.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's my fault. I was going to take down the Vent at the end of the month, but the people that I was getting the Vent from decided to just do it right now. And so they took down the Vent before night 4, which, I'm not using them again.
And according to Megan, that night, somebody else had already taken up that server.
Hooray!
There was another server on that IP and everything.
That's
wow.
Yep. So it's not just that they took ours down, it's that they gave it to someone.
Yeah. So DEFCON servers, don't use them.
Yeah, don't do that.
So next
month we'll get something figured out. That'll be up on the Noobs page.
Yeah.
But the event server that we have posted right this moment is gone.
It's not ours anymore. But so I get online and I'm just like, hey, Bill, do we have to play Vindictus tonight? And he's like, well, I think it's just going to be me, you, and Dave. And I think that's kind of a wash. Like,
yeah, and also Vent's gone.
I was like, so Guild Wars 2? I'm like, yeah.
Yeah, there's way more people playing that. And so we did. We played a big party of Guild Wars 2. That was fun.
Yeah. Was that? Yeah.
11 people going that night.
Yeah, we got out the the fire types chars.
We now,
Charmander, Charmeleon, and Charizard. Hooray. Yep.
That was good. We're very funny. We're fire types. But I did actually get yelled at by Creighton and Megan after the fact, too, in addition to David, for not doing the Noob Knight, and I feel really bad. And I promise that we're going to try very hard not to let that happen again.
Yeah.
But that was that was a pile of situations that we couldn't really get a workaround for. So, it happens.
I was willing to do it. We probably could have found a way to do it. We didn't want to.
What would have happened is we would have gotten on there, we would have played PvP for like an hour, and then we're like, oh yeah, this is stupid.
Isn't there another game we should be playing?
Yes. Yeah. Yes, there is.
Yes, there is.
There is.
But that is for another day.
All right.
Or maybe later.
So speaking of that other game, I want to go play that other game. So let's move on to awards.
Awards! So for our monthly challenges.
Yep.
Become the police chief.
I think we're gonna put that to rest.
I'm gonna say it's still rolling. I am really? Completely okay with this being a running joke at this point.
Yeah, I think that's the appropriate thing to do.
All right,
still rolling.
All of
police chief next month. The game specific challenge is most brutal, and I was kind of interested to see how people were gonna do this. I really wanted somebody to make a theme song for the Brutal Bunch, but that didn't happen. That would have been fun. I didn't see people just go freaking berserker nuts in the game for brutality. But Megan brought a unique form of brutality.
Verbal brutality.
Verbal brutality. Not only was she making fun of me, but there was a moment in night one where we're all playing, and David and Megan are chatting, and she just goes, "Wait, who's Lucy again?" And we're just like, "Lucy is David." Who's David? David is Lucy.
Oh, God, I remember.
No, who is David? And he just goes, "This is the third place we've talked today, Meg." And it took her at least 10, 15 minutes to figure out who David was, and it was fucking brutal.
It was.
It was so rough.
So that gets the award.
David she knew on Facebook. Who she had added and still couldn't find him. She
oh,
did some
Dave.
On night three that I remember calling out, adding on to it, but I don't remember what specifically she did. I didn't write it down. But she definitely kept adding to that week by week. So, Megan,
congrats.
Good lord, you are the most brutal. I will message you. I've been, last month I gave John a choice of a couple Steam games, so I'm probably going to do that for her as well. So I'll message with you with a couple options.
Yep.
Most so, awesome person.
Yeah.
Now, I want to propose a rule real quick. You can't win most awesome person twice in a row. That way, we're not... This isn't just the part where we give John a...
give John something. I don't know. If we're going to keep running the police chief joke, I think that's a running challenge... Can you be more awesome than John? I posit that you cannot.
Touche. David did go pretty hardcore. We gotta give him that.
He did get to level 3. That's pretty awesome.
He did leave us a lengthy voicemail that we have forgotten about.
We haven't forgotten about it. We'll probably be playing it after this.
Yeah. Megan is a surprisingly strong contender because she was very drunk the entire time. To the point where night 3, when we started to... wane off 2 hours in and start talking about what else to do. She messaged me the next day, "Sorry, I fell asleep on the floor." So I think out of the contenders, Megan's probably the strongest.
Okay.
I don't know. It's kind of a toss-up. We are also giving her a different game. Do we want to give her 2 for being a lush?
Sure. Let's do it.
I think from okay. here on out, she's going to be here once a month instead of all the weeks. But she did stick with us the whole time.
She was the most enthusiastic this month.
She was wildly entertaining. Week 1 and week 2 were so much fun.
Yeah. All right, that's fine.
Okay.
Megan, you win again. Hooray.
Megan, you get 2 games.
Yay!
I hope she listens to this. Yeah. I should, instead of approaching her, I should wait until she approaches me.
What do you mean you didn't listen to the podcast? You won both times.
You have to message me, but you'll totally get 2 games. For real.
So, I guess moving on to Elf Butt Monthly.
Elf Butt Monthly.
Yeah, so I actually thought I had a pretty strong...
You had a pretty strong entry
into this. I was able... You can probably see them on my Imgur thing that Link will... Yep. Or
yeah, they will,
link.
They will be posted. All the Strong Elf Monthly contesters tend to get posted because they're usually pretty funny, too.
But I found some scantily clad other character, as is common in these kind of games, sitting on the log next to the fire, and managed to get the little interact hand button, like, right on her butt. So that was pretty good.
That was pretty good. And I should mention, I don't know if it got mentioned last month, but we have opened up Elfbutt Monthly, where it doesn't have to be just pictures of our own player characters. It can be pictures of player characters that you have found in the wild. Because that's where you get the truly outrageous stuff.
Yeah.
Like that picture of us.
I thought it was Sid's Contender until I saw some of Sid's shots. Damn you, Sid.
Now, I did have a pretty strong entry.
With your see-through pants.
With my see-through pants. And
I think I have a shot of as well.
The sitting emotes and the going down on all four emotes.
Yeah.
I think I have that in my notes as the F9 pile.
Easy orgy antics on that fishing boat when it got really boring.
But
had to pass the time somehow.
Pictures, I don't know. I have a hard time beating that. I mean, topping that. I mean, fuck.
Just stop talking.
Yeah, do you need a shovel? You could dig yourself even further down that hole.
If I go any further, I'll be in China. I mean, All right.
So we'll have Elfbutt Monthly posted. So, okay. We actually did forget about David's thing. I was going to put...
David did send
in... scoring?
He did send in a few pictures. His character had a surprisingly well-rendered butt, and he did send in a picture of what appears to be two lesbians.
Nice.
Very close to each other.
So before we get to scoring, we will play David's very nice, very thought-out, two-minute-long...
He's a trooper.
Yeah. He really, really gave it his all.
Yeah.
Yeah, one of the things that I liked about this month's game, you know, was that it, casually joining a group for it, just a dungeon or two was really simple and easy. Unfortunately, that meant that a couple of times I found myself in a group where I was the lowest level character by about 30 levels, and the rest of the group wanted to take the most difficult path through the dungeon, which meant that I spent a great deal of time unconscious with my avatar calling for help. I spent enough time in this condition that eventually I noticed the help bubble is not so much coming from your character's mouth as from your character's
mouth. Oh, God.
Crotch. Good.
That's the sign of an equality.
I think he has pictures to back this up, too.
I believe so.
Vindictus. Crotch bubbles.
The storyline, yes, I read the storyline.
Oh, God, how could he do that?
Considerably better than we had a right to expect from a game where character creation includes how large would you like your character's breast to be. It's not looking like it's going to be straightforward tale of reaching paradise through genocide.
Yeah, for the pile!
As it goes on, you do get hints that I suspect are fleshed out more if you play the game for longer than we did, that people are working
out. Why would you?
This really isn't a great idea, and the other races really aren't as bad as they seem. So I have to applaud them for that.
Now, I should point out that the opening cutscene of the game is a bunch of dudes rolling up a bunch of ballistae to shoot at a giant spider. A girl goes up and goes, "No, don't shoot the spider." And the immediate decision is, "All right, fire anyway."
Which I also love that whole story doesn't take part in or doesn't actually have any impact on the rest of the game at all.
It has no relevance to anything that's going on. And then all the quest screens are just mindless text boxes.
Oh, God, yeah, we missed that. innovative quests. Okay, so we mentioned in the Aeon podcast that there were Aeon quests when you got to a new area where you basically had to go from person to person to person to person to finish the quest.
This game was that on crack.
That was half the quests in this game. There were literally two types of quests. Talk to person, go to area, get item, bring it back to person. And then there was talk to this person who sends you to this person who sends you to this person all around town. The same people, because you never get out of that one town.
Yep. To be fair, it was at least condensed. That was a little more convenient.
Yeah. But, God,
there were 15-minute stretches where we're just like, Eric, come on, we gotta go on the next quest. And you're just like, I'm still turning in quests.
I'm still talking to the people.
And that was without reading. That was just ramming out.
Yeah, I don't think I read a single line of dialogue.
I don't know how Dave took the time to actually read that stuff, because Jesus. Oh, also, want to just tell you, the way that they do that is they don't actually have NPC characters, like actual models, out in the town. They just have a town square, and then you go into buildings, and it shows you a two-dimensional image of the building, and they have little, actually quite well-drawn, actually. I thought
that was
really nice. Drawings of the different characters off, and you just selected between them in a little menu on the bottom left corner.
And to be honest, if you're going to do a quest-heavy setup like that, where rather than having one big story to pay attention to, you build the big story out of a bunch of little ones and do that. I actually greatly prefer that style because it's less running like back and forth in the same room. You're at least clicking between two people.
Yeah, and they totally botched it by making you go run between different buildings.
Yeah, that's true.
So on that note,
they got close.
Scoring.
Oh, man.
Let's get this over with.
Who wants to take the lead?
You know what? Let's let Sid do it this time.
Let's make Sid do it.
Why not?
Yeah. Screw the right from the beginning.
Well, I was all pumped for Vindictus going into this because I thought, hey, action game.
Yeah, I was pumped for it too. I was really excited.
And then I saw Super Demolition Christ.
Enemies and throw them? Sweet.
Yeah, I was like, I am going to grapple every enemy in this game, and it's going to be brilliant, and it's going to be so much better than Aeon. And then I played the game. Like, there is so much wrong with this game. There's terrible level design, terrible questing system, bugs out the ass. Like, how many times did we try and form a party and just have internal system error?
Yeah, it's just like we're going to kick you from the party, but we're not going to tell the rest of the party.
The rub-in was that it gave you XP boost if you had a consistent party, but that hardly ever happens. Because it kept kicking us out of our own parties.
Yeah.
On top of that, poorly balanced classes, repetitive dungeons.
Repetitive combat.
It was a lot of fun at first. It was so much fun to start out, but then it was still just the two buttons.
It was novel, it was visceral, it was satisfying.
And then it turned out to be exactly
never changed.
It turned out to be exactly as deep as Double Dragon on the NES.
Yep.
Yeah.
And heart attack, soft attack, and throwing things.
Yeah. And it didn't even have full proper support on the controller.
I got mine to work fine.
I played with for the entire month, so
I got mine to work fine. You had to put in some effort to it, but I'm kind of used to it at this point on PC games that aren't just ports.
Yeah, but I don't know. I think the best
I won't fault them onto that too much.
I think the best way to sum up my experience with this game is that on night 3, we went looking for other games to play. I'm going to give this a 30.
Yeah.
That's being generous.
So, I had a lot of the same problems as Sid. I was very excited when I got into the game, and I'm like, oh, wait, this is actually an action game where you hit stuff, you know, by clicking.
Kind of like APB.
Yeah, except not. The weird thing is so this is a game by Nexon, and Nexon also publishes another game called Dragon's Nest. That actually
I've heard
of
this.
It's actually very similar, and it's a game we should play on Perpetual New Machine.
I agree.
It's, It's very similar in... Oh. What was that?
I don't know.
Phil is having a seizure.
So it's very similar to the game in both combat, structure, pretty much everything except for style. It's like a little anime game. But one of the things that they do is on top of you having your left and right, you know, combo-y attack buttons, you also have 1 through 5, like, special attacks. And an energy bar. And, you know, an avenue for growth with your character. All the stuff that made this game ridiculously boring by night 3, because it literally devolved into, oh, there's an enemy. Am I going to pick him up and throw him? Okay. Am I going to attack him?
John already killed it.
Yep. All right, well, I don't have enough time to pick them up and throw them, so left-click, 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 right-click, left-click, left-click.
John already killed it.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then the enemies were so squishy that...
Yeah, there was no challenge whatsoever.
At no point, yeah.
Yeah, they would die mid-combo most of the time. So I'm actually going to give this game... I can't even get rid of 30. I'm going to give it probably a 27, because after... I mean, I was the one that initiated 2 hours into night 3. I literally said on the vent, guys,
What should we play next month?
No, I literally...
Let's look into this.
I literally said, guys, can we call it early, because I cannot play this game anymore. I just can't... I physically can't do it.
Yeah.
We need to stop.
Now, I think this makes me the high point, because I would have kept playing had we wanted to, but yeah, I was getting close to the point that you had mentioned, because like we said before, the fun of these games is seeing your character progress, and that didn't happen. You got all the same skills, you could get new armor, but it didn't matter because they were trying to be nice. Which I guess I can't fault them too much for that. That was just bad timing on our part.
Also, equipment didn't really have any influence on me. I mean, I was rocking the beginning weapon for
Got into the snowy stuff, because I tried to do that with the equipment that I had, other than the stuff they were giving me. It did start to matter a little bit, but yeah, the fur entirely was just a cakewalk. Yep. It didn't matter. You could go in there naked and be fine. But yeah, you didn't even get to look different, and I don't know, that really bugged me, but I did also like some of the visual styles of the game. I don't think it was a terribly pretty game, but I kind of like where they were going with it.
I mean, they do...
Once we figured out how to change channels and get rid of all the lag outside of the times where we were fighting a bunch of dudes, that wasn't nice, once we figured that out.
I will have to say, the production quality on the game, like the graphics, the character animation, the characters, are actually really well done. Like, it's actually quite pretty.
I gotta give them kudos for not going, okay, we're gonna make an MMO. Do we make it anime? Do we make it a Dungeons & Dragons style fantasy fair? Or do we just try to make World of Warcraft again? They actually try to go, okay, can we do something to set us apart? And the opening credits of the game looked really fucking cool.
Yeah.
And if they had done more stuff like that, I would be giving this a higher score.
Yeah, it reminded me out of something like Spartacus, actually.
Yeah, it was fucking awesome.
Yeah.
And so I gotta give my hats off to them. But like, all the visual little treats in there isn't enough to carry a game.
No.
And that's unfortunate.
Unfortunate.
Now, the game is still kind of fun, just because it does go for the brutal. I really like some of those kill animations. Those were actually a lot of fun, just seeing what way you could mutilate a monster.
Yeah, get back-breaking a knoll like Bane the Batman was fantastic.
Yeah, that was fun. I did that a lot. But because of the repetitiveness of the game, it really only works if you're playing it for like an hour at a time.
Yeah.
Which I get that it is a free game, and maybe if not being able to play a game for more than an hour is that much of a detriment, I should probably reevaluate my life a little bit.
But when you're going for an MMO game, that's not a quality you want.
Yeah, if this was just some knockoff console game that I spent $12 for at the GameStop, and just played for a little while, I'd be pretty happy with that $12. Yeah. But given that it just betrayed expectations so much, that matters, guys. If you want it to be an MMO, if you want me to spend real money, go for the make a good game, make me feel like me spending money on you is like giving you a tip. Don't make me frustrated.
Yeah. Also, those action games, you know, on the console have progression. Like, yeah. If not character progression so much, which most of them do have. Yeah, which most of them do actually have quite a bit of these days. They at least have very fast level progression. You know, we were in the same town fighting the same things for hours and hours.
If the action had been a little bit more like Bayonetta, where it was like really fast and a lot more over the top, like that, I think I'd be giving it a higher score. Like they tried to make a brutal game, but they missed the mark by trying to also make the violence a little realistic. I think they could have benefited hugely by going over the top. Yep. That being said, though, I did have some honest fun with this, and I might play it again at some point for like half an hour just to wail on some dudes. Like, I'm gonna give it a 40.
All right,
it's still below average, but I've played worse games and enjoyed them.
Yeah, as Sid said, I mean, it's a
sad thing. I gotta be honest with myself.
It's a sad thing of just basically metagame design. They didn't do enough there, and it takes their...
Yeah, it's like they stopped 80% of the way through the development. I don't know.
It's disappointing, unfortunately.
It's a half-decent concept that's let down by really bad game design.
Yeah.
It's kind of sad, because if it succeeded, it would be really fun.
I wanted to like it so much.
Yeah.
It's not nearly as big of a I want to like it situation as Final Fantasy XIV, but what can be? I want to like that game so bad, you guys. I really want to like it, but it's so hard.
I haven't liked a Final Fantasy game since 7.
I own Final Fantasy XIII.
You are a dummo.
Problem. I have a real problem. The game is actually kind of fun.
All right.
But we'll talk about how I am later.
So Sid has given us the calculation for the score. It is 32.3 repeating.
Believe it.
So
this game was awful.
So awful we gave 2 free games to a drunk girl. Now,
on to better things.
Yeah, do we want to give a quick talk about Guild Wars 2, since we did play more hours of that this month than Invictus?
Buy Guild Wars 2.
Episode.
Yeah. Buy it. Come play with
us and our guild that we'll probably try to rope into doing this stupid thing with us more. Hell yes.
To kind of promote it, let's just tell them about our characters real quick, because I think that's enough.
Yeah, so... We've made quite a number of characters. The ones that Bill and I play as a group the most are our Asura characters. And the Asura are Guild Wars 2's...
Tiny abominations.
Yeah.
Yes.
Guild Wars 2's version of the, like, little cutesy classes, like you'll see in, like, the Final Fantasy games. They have the little...
Gnomes
or whatever. These things are goblins. They are strictly goblins, and they are goblin-esque,
are assholes.
Yeah. I tried in the character creator to make it as visually appealing as possible, and I achieved this, like...
And you are still hideous.
Oh, yeah. And I achieved this, like, kind of secret of Nimish, like, looking mouse person thing.
It looks kind of cute until it opens its mouth.
Oh, yeah, and then it's got jagged, pointy death teeth. Which
I went the opposite direction. I made it as muscly as possible, as tall as possible, the biggest head, probably the widest mouth, or at least close to it. Giant eyes. We decided that my character is far and away the dumbest, because this is a group of magic incarnate as well. So we thought it would be appropriate to be the 2 most physical classes in the game.
So, Bill has a warrior named Mr. Bunker, and I made a guardian named Ms. Bunker.
And Dave did chime in with a thief named Dr. Banker.
Yeah, which I posed the question, how do you get a doctorate in stealing? And
I
responded,
stole it.
So we're still looking for an engineer, which we think should be named Senior Banker. Yeah.
I should note also that because my character is so dumb that we have decided that his voice acting is not the voice acting in the game. It is, in fact, Stallone, which has been endless fun as I reinterpret all the cutscenes.
Yeah, his voice, his game voice does not match his character, so Bill...
I don't understand what's wrong with the robot.
I don't know what's going on with the robot.
Why don't we just put him in the robot, and then they both be in the robots?
She's
stuck in the robot, but what if we're all stuck in robots? And we'll all be robots, and it won't be that weird.
I don't know why my robot started killing everybody. But, yeah, so it's been a ton of fun, and if you haven't tried the game, try it. If you haven't tried the Asura, definitely make an Asura.
Sid.
No, you can't make it.
Sid,
I will find a way.
You will find it infinitely more entertaining once you actually make one.
We need to get him in a situation where we can actually group and it works. So
they need to fix
that.
That's the one
issue that's still remaining is their instancing is really weirdly done.
Well,
the trading post is still down.
Yeah. Okay, so there are two problems. But surprisingly, though, for a launch, it's actually been pretty stable and pretty good.
I didn't have to wait to get onto the game.
No, it makes Diablo 3's launch, it makes Blizzard look like a bunch of chumps.
Yeah.
Like, it really does.
Children.
ArenaNet is all, or mostly ex-Blizzard people from the Diablo 2 days, is really hilarious.
Yeah, Diablo 3 launch failed so hard that people couldn't get into World of Warcraft. And that's just endlessly funny. We also have, all three of us have chars that we mentioned earlier in this show.
Oh, yeah.
All elementalists.
All fire elementalists.
Yes.
Which
we're fire
use other elements, but why bother? Other elements do not end up with people being on fire. So
other elements? This sounds like bunker talk.
Oh, yeah, Bill decided that anything smart is automatically bunker talk.
I have literally used that at work.
Because unlike Bill's character, my Asura does sound appropriately snooty and haughty. Yeah. And so good on the female voice acting on the Asura character. It's fantastic.
That was top-notch. Yeah. And my character would sound appropriate if I made the right character.
Oh, speaking of voice acting, fun note that the male human voice actor is the prodigious Nolan North. So,
hooray!
Who sounds like he is once again completely channeling Mal Reynolds from Firefly. So
I believe it. A lot of times I channel the manager from M-Tonsers, like, Prisoner Sammy! So,
yep.
I don't know. It's an easy thing to watch.
I am very tempted to make a male engineer and just make him look like Mal.
And I kind of wish I wanted to play a thief, because then I would name him the manager.
Shit.
you didn't hear that.
So, yes, Guild Wars 2, come play it. Join our guild. You're on Blackgate.
That's not going to be what we... Yeah, we're on Blackgate. That's not what we're going to be officially playing on next month, though, because it is a retail game, so it is not completely free. And while some people were worried that we might do Guild Wars 2 because it has no monthly fees, we did promise that all of the games that we do will be completely free. There's no buy-in to play with us. That's the point.
So, Sid, why don't you do the honors and tell everybody what we're going to be playing for the month of September?
Let's preface this. On night 3, we were just like, maybe we should pick the next game. And I realized that, Sid, you have absolutely hated every single thing
that
we have played so far. So you fucking pick. See what you can do.
So what'd you pick, Sid? I reached into my bag and...
this bag of awful.
My bag of awful, and I pulled out a choice of third-person Korean third-person shooters.
Oh, boy.
One of which was slightly more realistic, and I think I've played with Bill before.
I have not played this game.
Are you sure? Okay.
I'm sure.
I'm pretty sure you're responsible. But anyway, the other
one... I'm pretty sure I am, yeah.
The other one, Bill is somehow not responsible for, and I must have found on my own, and it is called S4 League. And it is, as the title bar in the web browser says, an anime shooter game.
I believe that S4 stands for Stylistic Esper Shooting Sports.
I think it does, yes.
Esper doesn't start with an S.
It is exactly what you would expect it to be.
Now, you guys should be excited because by week two, they will have released their new expansion pack, Alice, which combines Alice in Wonderland with Tron for some reason.
Yeah, their third expansion that came out a couple of months back is just blades. Just swords. Different sorts of swords.
Here's some swords, guys.
We played one round because it's actually a PvP, like, battle game, which is an odd choice. It's not really an MMO game, so this will be a...
But there is more character progression than Vindictus.
Yes.
And more importantly, it's not as god-awful as some of the games we've done.
Yes. I don't know. There's some seriously broken things in there that entertain me wildly.
The game is...
Yes, there are.
is,
like... I played this for a good while back in the day.
Wow.
So, like, not a
so
whole lot.
So, why do you admit to these things?
Yeah. The game is obviously just right off the bat, it's low rent. You can tell it's made by a very small team with
a 600 meg download.
Yeah. And, you know, as a game developer, you know, I'm not going to hold that against them because making games is hard, making games is expensive. And the surprising part about it is after we actually got four people together to actually jump into a game, we had a lot of fun.
Yeah, that was silly. A lot of fun.
So you guys have that to look forward to next month.
Right. We actually might have a fun game this next month, so everyone should join in.
We should point out that we do have a naming convention for our characters.
Yep.
Because we all played busty anime ladies because there were no other kinds of anime ladies. I believe...
If you're going to play a game like this, you're not going to be a guy.
I forget John's character's name. I just remember ours.
Yeah.
You had men issues.
Absolutely.
And mine was jiggle physics. So that's going to be a very mature month for us.
Yeah. So... Dumb sex jokes is the naming convention for next month.
Yep.
And
don't be sexist, roll some dudes.
Yeah. If you get in the game, you will figure out exactly why.
When you watch the trailer, you'll figure out why. Jesus Christ.
That's part of getting in the game.
Oh my god. When Sid first mentioned this, which by the way, after I challenged you to find a game, you found this within like 3 minutes.
Yeah,
and
it did not take long. He's like, oh,
I have been holding on to this for a while.
That is terrifying. But when I first watched those like first three trailers, because I couldn't just stop after one, I was in tears. I was like, we need to play this game. What the fuck is happening? They're flying skateboards, little monster dudes and robots and you're jumping off walls, and there's, like, J-Rock pumping everywhere, and there's flashing colors and broken English everywhere. It's so wonderful.
Yeah, and the funniest part is it's made by a German game studio.
Yeah, when you go on there, there's, like,
nine servers. All right, we not get too far ahead of ourselves here.
Yeah. We're
starting
to
save some for next month.
Oh, my God. Just, seriously, guys, you're going to want to come along and play this.
You're going to want to join this one. It'll be fun.
I'll have the links up in anbetter.org/noobs by the time I have this show posted.
Sweet.
And hopefully by then I'll have what our chat server's going to be. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe. We'll figure that out.
Figure it out.
We'll definitely have it figured out by next Tuesday.
But yeah, play that game, play Guild Wars 2, don't play Vindictus. special thanks to everybody that came out, John, Ben, Eric, Meg, Creighton, Sid's friend,
who didn't actually get to log in, but, you know.
Yeah.
A for effort.
He hung out, which was fine. David. Why did I not say David? Thank you to Shale Riley for the use of our theme song, Haters Unite, off the album Ultimate Songs from the Pit. You should go buy it, because seriously, it'll be like half of the stuff that you listen to from here on out. It is for me.
Yep.
Still. I end up listening to a song off that every day. I know all the words.
I sing along in my car.
Yep.
I'm not embarrassed to say it.
It's so good. Thank you to someone else. Do we even need to thank anybody else? Thanks, me. I'm great.
Yep. Thanks, Bill.
You're welcome. So, yeah, this has been Perpetual New Machine. We have been your pioneers of poor decisions.
And we will continue to be so.
Hell yes.
Later, dude.
Okay, bye.
Signing off is hard.
See you later, Soda Pals.
I don't think that's this one.
I get confused. Tonight we will rain hell upon the sons of bosses with righteousness and sky. We'll find out what it means to take some losses or some sauces. What it's all about, no doubt, no doubt. Show me your head of radio.
If this is David. Yeah, one of the things that I liked about this month's scheme. You know what, that's sick. Cashways warning a group for it. That just odometer 2 wins, release it simple and easy. Unfortunately, that man. That's it a couple of times. I found myself it in a group where I was the lowest local character by about 30. Well, false. And the rest of the group wanted to take 2, the most difficult pass through the dungeon once that iced that. A great deal of time, yeah. I'm conscious with my have a dark holler for help. I spend enough time in this condition that. But I'm sorry I noticed. The football bowl is not so much coming from your character's malice as from your character's crossed high. That's a sign of equality game. Yet, yeah, on the other hand, I did thanks. The... Yeah, the storyline. Yes, I read the story. Why? And that was really considerably better than we had a right to expect from a game where character creation includes how hard you could like to your character's press today. See, it worked out looking like it's going to be yet. A get straightforward. Tale why of it, reach me, paradise here. Genocide, yeah. But sit, and that goes on, yet you do get. But can't, but I suspect, sell or fleshed out more, if you played the game for longer than we did. That two people are working out, but this is really, if you have a great idea, and the other races really hard as bad as they 6, so I have a couple of them for that.
My turn. Hello, Bill and Better. It's been a month, the kind of thing where we do that with the game to replay it, just usually pretty bad, so I played then. All right, that's enough silliness. Let's go play Guild Wars 2.
Yay!